Hello, I'm Jeffrey Mort. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you're busy taking care of business, yet who's taking care of you? If you're ready to take your energy and performance to the next level in your life and your business, then this podcast is for you. Because today, you're going to start breaking boundaries of your mind, body, and business with integrative health. And when you do that, your possibilities are limitless. I'm grateful you're here. Welcome to Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs, the podcast where we explore innovative strategies to enhance your personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Jeffrey Mort, certified integrative health practitioner. And today, my wellness seekers, we are diving into a crucial yet often overlooked aspect of entrepreneurship, and that is maintaining health results. Now, I want you to imagine completing an always beneficial 7 or 21 day functional medicine detox protocol. You've dedicated yourself to cleansing your body, to reviving your energy, and kickstarting healthier habits. And this comes at a time where we just wrapped up our spring community total body and mind reset functional medicine detox. We hold this every 90 days over at Love Energy Wellness in our community and support group. If you're not a member of our community and support group, go over to loveenergywellness.com and scroll down on that very first page and you will see join our community. You can join there. Happy to have you over there with the hundreds of members that are over there enjoying our pro tips and our weekly lives and, of course, the support during our total body and mind reset, functional medicine detox, every change of season. And, you know, I just want to share with you my wins from this 7-day functional medicine detox. So today is my day 8. Today is a day of freedom from the confines of the functional medicine detox protocol, and it's really not that confining. But some of my wins this time around were similar to past detoxes. I've been doing this for years now, and every change of season, so basically every 90 days, winter, spring, summer, fall, I do a functional medicine detox protocol, typically on the week of the season change. And then, of course, if I'm going to do it myself, why not invite my loved ones, my friends, my family, my coworkers, everybody in our Love Energy Wellness community? Of course, that's what the group was created for, to be able to support people through this functional medicine detox, but it has turned out to be so much more than that. And so some of my wins, you know, I would say at the top of the list, or at least the first thing that I noticed this time around, was my mood was elevated. And generally, I'm in a good mood. But it actually elevated a few notches, and it made me realize that I was not where I wanted to be. And there was somewhere that I could bring myself, right, my ways of being to a higher level. And I did that. And so my mood escalated, and I'm sure all the people around me appreciated that as well, especially my children that I see on a day-to-day basis. You know, not that I was in a bad mood or a grumpy mood, but I just wasn't feeling quite up to par in that department. Now, another department that I elevated and, of course, exceeded my expectations was the sleep department. Now, you know, I sleep very well, and I typically get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, depending on the day of the week, a little bit more on the weekends. But my sleep quality, my REM sleep, my deep sleep became more consistent. Sometimes I'll get the, you know, the 90 minutes of deep sleep that I need, but I'll miss out on the 2 hours of REM. Or sometimes I'll get that 2 hours of REM sleep or beyond, but I'll miss out on that deep sleep. And I really balanced out sleep over the last 7 days. Energy, again, I always up-level my energy on a 7-day functional medicine detox. A little bit of mental clarity brought in there as well. So some of those ideas and downloads from the ether and the cosmos start coming more rapidly and more frequently. So, you know, the mental clarity and looking forward to what I want to accomplish in the next 90-day segment, of course, because I work in 90-day segments rather than setting goals for the year. I set goals for the quarter and work that way. So a little bit of clarity on what I want. And then I lost a few pounds. That tells me that I had accumulated some toxic water weight and that I put on a little bit more pounds. So I weighed myself in prior to the detox and then I weighed myself. I don't weigh myself throughout the detox because I don't need to focus on that. What will be during the detox. And then I just get on day eight, I weigh myself in and I actually lost 5 pounds. Now, you know, apparently I needed to. Sometimes when I'm on the detox, sometimes I don't lose any weight because I don't need to. And that's the beauty of this system. It's not a weight loss program, but if you do need to lose weight, then this is the greatest starter program to be able to kickstart that weight loss. And then we would move into something beyond that for a weight loss program that I offer to my private wellness practice clients. And it's also available to you, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that in an upcoming episode. So those are my wins: mood, sleep, energy, clarity, a little bit of weight loss. I didn't think I was going to lose weight because I actually put on weight as I've been strength training after my recovery from long COVID. Last May, I started strength training, so it's almost been a year, and working my way through a graduated exercise program, and I actually put on about 3 to 5 pounds of muscle. And I didn't think I was going to lose any weight because I was somewhere in the range where I wanted to be. But when I weighed in, I was actually surprised when I weighed in, because I don't weigh myself that often, maybe once a week. But I was surprised at where my weight was. Now, it's not my maximum that I've been. Of course, before I became a certified integrative health practitioner and a high-performance health coach, I didn't struggle with weight, but I was definitely overweight. And I would say that, at my peak, I probably lost 50 to 60 pounds from when I was unhealthy to when I became healthy and then started putting on muscle. So it fluctuated. It was high, then it came down, and then it went back up into the mid-range, and now I am at my ideal body mass index. So those are my wins for the detox, and that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about how to maintain those wins today. But I do want to say, fear not, if you're thinking to yourself that, I missed out on the spring detox, now I have to wait 90 days, it is not too late. Don't have that FOMO, that fear of missing out. You can always go over to loveenergywellness.com/transform. That is our total body and mind reset transformation page, where you can take the toxicity assessment, you can watch our free course on the functional medicine detox, you can read through the frequently asked questions, and you can sign up for the detox, where that's going to give you support in your inbox. You're going to get email support on a daily basis, walking you through the process on how to prepare for the detox, and then supporting you over the duration, whether you choose a 7-day or a 21-day functional medicine detox. You are going to get personalized support from me delivered right to you on a daily basis for the duration of that. So that would be about 14 days of support for the 7-day detox or 30 days of support for the 21-day functional medicine detox, no additional cost to you. And the detox program, that protocol actually puts money back into your pocket. You can learn all about that over on our Transform page. But what happens after the functional medicine detox protocol ends? Now, I know you're concerned about how do you maintain the momentum and commitment, big word there, commitment to your health goals amidst the chaos of entrepreneurship. So it's so easy to backslide when you get back into life and school and all, kids in school, and all that stuff, the chaos of entrepreneurship. How do you keep from backsliding? Well, it's not just about completing the functional medicine detox. It's about embracing the journey of sustainable health practices. That's what integrative health is all about, my friends, is sustainable results. There's many plans out there that'll get you some results, whether it's a crash diet or whether it's an intensive exercise program or whether it's a medication for weight loss or some chronic ailment. But those things may not be sustainable. And what we do here is we practice integrative health for optimization on your number one goal and then getting you those sustainable results time after time. And today we're discussing strategies to help entrepreneurs sustain their health commitments post-functional medicine detox protocol. So first, just like I just did, celebrate your achievement. Completing a detox, it's no small feat. So recognize the dedication, devotion, and discipline that you've demonstrated throughout the process. Now, why is this important? The reason is this. Celebrating milestones reinforces positive behavior and boosts motivation. That's right. Now, while consistency is key, allow yourself some flexibility. Integrate one flex meal per week into your routine where you can indulge guilt-free. Now, notice I called it a flex meal, not a cheat meal. Cheat meal has a negative connotation to it. It makes you feel like you're doing something wrong, and that's not the case. When it's a flex meal, it's a celebration. It's a little bit of leeway. It's a breath of relaxation, and you can indulge in anything you want for one meal. That can be anything on your plate, anything for dessert. You can even add alcohol in there if you'd like. And that's, you know, once a week. And we're getting into spring and summertime right now, as of this recording. And sometimes I'll say, sometimes I'll do more than one flex meal per week. And that's another reason to look more forward to my next functional medicine detox to kind of reset me. But I try not to do that. I do my best, right? Always do your best. One of the four agreements. Always do your best, and I do my best to only limit myself to one flex meal. And honestly, it's usually not the meal, it's usually a dessert that I will add in once a week. Because when I veer off from my regular diet plan, you know, I appreciate the way I feel, and I honor that. And when I veer from my diet plan, I don't like the way I feel afterwards, not just like mentally beating myself up that I had something that I normally wouldn't have, but like I might wake up the next morning with, you know, maybe joint pain, or my eyes are crusted shut from watering all night. And that just tells me that I'm reacting to something that I ate the night before. And it really helps me to dial in my nutrition, my diet, and what I do on a regular basis for myself. So again, a flex meal, not a cheat meal. And this balanced approach promotes a healthy relationship with food. I'm big on relationships, whether it's with yourself, your family, your friends, or the food that you eat. And next, acknowledge the positive outcomes of your detox journey, just like I did at the top of the show here. Increased energy levels, clearer skin, improved mental clarity, all these benefits reinforce the value of prioritizing your health. Now, I'm going to give you 8 ways to maintain your healthy habits after a protocol like a 7, 14, or 21-day functional medicine detox protocol. Number one, keep with the 12 to 16 hour overnight intermittent fasting. Now, I know on a functional medicine detox, if you've done one before, you might be thinking, we're doing a little bit longer than 12 to 16 hours. We're actually going usually from 6 p.m. until noontime the next day. So what's that? That's about 18 hours, but we're only doing that for a short duration. After the detox, we're going to transition back into a 12 to 16 hour overnight intermittent fast. So what this looks like is 6 p.m. to maybe 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. typically. That's what we're looking at. You know, it could go 6 p.m. to 10 a.m. That would be your 16-hour overnight fast. But ideally, I recommend the clients 12 to 14 hours, somewhere in there, and that's the time. So next, number two, following that anti-inflammatory diet. Now, on the detox protocol, it comes with a diet plan. If you're watching on video, I don't have one with me here because I actually gave it away to somebody just the other day. But that has an anti-inflammatory diet built into it. Now, you can veer a little bit from that, but sticking with that anti-inflammatory diet is going to help you to maintain those results. Number three, prioritizing meal timing. What does this look like? Keeping 3 to 5 hours in between your meals. So if you're having your morning breakfast smoothie with your daily nutritional support powder in it and lots of delicious multicolored fruits and a little bit of vegetables in there, if you're having that about 8 a.m., well then make sure your lunch isn't until about noontime. And that's maintaining 3 to 5 hours. So that's 4 hours, 8 to noon, right? And then from noon to maybe 5 or 6 p.m., you're having another duration of 3 to 5 hours. Now, why is this important? Because it's going to allow your blood sugar to rebalance, especially if you implement, and this goes into number six, and I know I'm only at number three now, but this goes into number six. If you walk for 10 minutes after a meal, maybe not your breakfast smoothie, but maybe after lunch, if you eat something for lunch, you know, a salad, maybe with some animal protein or plant-based protein on there, and you're getting your 20 grams of protein in there, go for a 10-minute walk. That's going to help to rebalance your glucose levels, your blood glucose levels, aka your blood sugar, and that's going to help reset that as fast as possible. Now, of course, if you eat something, your blood sugar is going to go up, but it's how fast it comes down afterwards that's important. And you can see this if you're testing your glucose, either with a finger prick and a monitor, or if you're using a continuous glucose monitor, a CGM. If you're wearing that on 30-day intervals, that can give you a great indication of how quickly your blood sugar comes down. Number four, targeted supplementation. Now, I recommend going right from the detox back into a daily foundational support protocol. What does that look like? Using your daily nutritional support powder or a daily activated multivitamin on a daily basis. Using your daily fruit and vegetable blends to make sure you're getting all those powerful, brightly colored fruit and vegetable antioxidants in your body. Making sure that you're taking an omega-3 supplement that is passing the litmus test. You can go back and listen to our podcast episode on the omega-3s. I will link that up in the show notes as well. And what else is in there? Maybe a daily digestive enzyme, and then of course a daily probiotic. As long as you're not experiencing any gas or bloating or digestive issues, when that happens, we want to do a little bit of testing so we can pinpoint that underlying root cause. And of course, you know, I'm big on the at-home functional lab testing to be able to determine that and eliminate the guesswork. And then what else? Some daily detox support capsules would be a fantastic add-on for targeted supplementation. Number five is regular sleep patterns, right? So not staying up later on the weekends and then fighting that fatigue on Monday morning and trying to get back into a sleep pattern. Keep that regular sleep pattern. Aim for those 7 to 9 hours of sleep like we were doing on the detox protocol week. And maybe this looks like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. for you, or maybe it looks like 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. You know, some people are like, well, I get up at 5 a.m. Okay, well then, try to get to bed for 9:30. I know it's not easy. When you're working a full day, you want to be able to relax and play and spend time with the family afterwards and have a little bit of downtime. But making sure that you're getting your 7 to 9 hours on a consistent, regular sleep pattern is going to help you to maintain these results. That's what we're talking about. This is how you sustain the results that you got on a detox. Number six, consistent exercise and recovery. You know, I'm big on the graduated exercise program. You can go back and listen to one of our, I think it was episode number 14 of the Breaking Boundaries podcast, where we covered each of the 8 points over a series from episode 12. It was the even numbers, so 12, 14, 16. So diet, exercise, that would have been episode number 14 on the graduated exercise program. And this might look for you like exercising every other day. Now, notice I said exercise and recovery. It's very, very important. And recently I discovered that I needed to dial my exercise back because I was not recovering. And so I went to an every other day exercise program where I could exercise, then recover, and now put my body back in a position where I can exercise again on a daily basis. And it just depends on the intensity of the exercise. So every other day is a great plan to allow your body to have those inflammation levels come back down for you. Number seven, incorporate holistic approaches such as regular sauna sessions to support detoxification and promote relaxation. Now, I know not everybody has a sauna near them that they can go to, and that does cost, of course, a fee usually to use a sauna, and not everybody has a sauna at home, but you absolutely can. They are within reach, and I will link up the sauna that I recommend. It's very reasonable, and you can actually get 10% off of that sauna if you use the coupon code LOVE ENERGY, LOVE-ENERGY, at checkout, and I will link that up for you in the show notes. But an amazing sauna by Therasage that is infrared and also has red light therapy. It's an amazing tool, not just during the detox, but to maintain and sustain those results after the detox. And then last but not least, number 8, plan your next detox protocol with a 90-day interval in between. This is seasonal detoxes, which allows your body ample time to reset and rejuvenate and get rid of those toxins that we're exposed to on a regular basis. There's over 200,000 of these man-made toxins out there that we're exposed to on a regular basis. So setting concrete goals provides structure and accountability. So if you want to join us on our next detox, it's going to be in June. For summer, it's always the week of the summer solstice. We always do it in January, in April, then in June, then September, and then, of course, back around to January again. So that's our cycle, and it's always in the week of the change of the season. Depending on holidays, we try not to schedule our detoxes during a holiday so that people can enjoy themselves. We tend to go after the holidays, such as, you know, the winter solstice is actually before Christmas holidays here in the United States, Christmas and New Year's. Oh, I guess that's all around the world. But we wait until the first week of January to be able to do our winter detox. And then our next one, of course, like I said, is in June for the summer solstice. But you don't have to wait until then. You can transform yourself anytime at loveenergywellness.com/transform. So neglecting health can have a profound consequence on both personal and professional spheres. Poor health diminishes productivity, creativity, and decision-making abilities, essential qualities for entrepreneurial success. You might be thinking, I know I need help staying accountable and knowing what to do next. And this is where integrative health coaching offers personalized guidance and support tailored to the unique needs of every individual entrepreneur. By addressing the root causes of health issues, it empowers individuals to achieve optimal health and sustainable vitality. Prioritizing health isn't just about avoiding failure, my friends. It's about maximizing your potential for success, and integrative health equips you with the tools and the strategies needed to optimize both your health and your business performance. If you're ready to take your health and your business to the next level, you may want to explore the transformative potential of integrative health with a completely complimentary consultation over at Love Energy Wellness. You can schedule your appointment today and embark on your journey to holistic wellness. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs podcast. As you're leaving your review for the Breaking Boundaries podcast on your favorite podcast platform, remember, prioritizing your health is key to unlocking your transformation for mind, for body, and for business. Until next time, keep breaking boundaries and turning your dreams into reality. Bye-bye, everybody. Before we say goodbye, you may not have realized it, but you can get free daily access to our thriving Love Energy Wellness community and support group where you'll join health-conscious entrepreneurs just like you. I know you're concerned about your health, energy, and performance. That's why I personally answer your questions daily, invite you to our weekly live calls, and share pro wellness tips for energy and performance and exclusive offers just for our community members. This is also your support hub when we gather every 90 days for a total body and mind reset, also known as the world-renowned Dr. Cabral Functional Medicine Detox Protocol. You're going to love the way you feel every time. So if you're the kind of entrepreneur that values your health as your greatest asset, naturally you'll want to join and invite your friends, your family, and your colleagues to our community where you'll feel loved, supported, seen, and heard. Visit loveenergywellness.com to join the community, or the link is also right here in today's show notes. I'll see you soon.